When I was young, one of our family's Sunday afternoon traditions was to gather around the old black and white television set. All us kids, five kids strung out on a long couch, my dad in his favorite chair, closer to the TV than ours, my mom in her usual post behind the ironing board, trying to get through that mountain of laundry that she could never completely conquer. We used to be, all of us, in that living room watching Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. I know a number of you remember it. You remember it was hosted by Marlon Perkins, who did most of the in-studio work. And then there was his younger sidekick, Jim, who did most of the work out in the field. Wild Kingdom took us to these exotic wilderness locations, the heart of Africa, the Amazon Basin, and the unspoiled forest and mountain areas of North America. It was an early, for you who maybe don't remember Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, it was a kind of early forerunner of our National Geographic specials. Now, it seems to me I remember Jim was the one who did most of the traveling and would get up close with the elephants and the lions and the crocodiles and the bobcats, took on most of the dangerous adventures. And I remember on occasion, things would go wrong. We'd see Jim racing for the door of the Land Rover or fighting to keep some carnivore entangled in a net or dodging from tree to tree while trying to evade a charging rhinoceros. It was exciting. I loved to watch it. And I imagined myself growing up to be a brave adventurer like Jim. I'd be traipsing through the jungle with a rifle slung over my shoulder, ready for anything, snarling wildcats, 30-foot anacondas, piranha-filled rivers, anxious encounters with primitive tribes. I'm older now. And Marlon Perkins' job is looking pretty good. Let that young kid go out into the field. I'll stay back with the comforts of life. And so I need to tell you, I'm very much impressed by the courage of the two groups from our congregation who have in the last year left the comfort of hearth and home to take God's mission and ministry from here to other countries. Now, I know the choir going to England wasn't exactly venturing into the Amazon Basin or the darkest corners of the earth, but they did have to practice very hard. They did have to work very hard, and they could have just stayed at home and not have to deal with the stress of going and singing and performing and praising God in unfamiliar settings and before groups of strangers. So I applaud what our choir did. And of course, our Nicaragua mission team, they ventured into very unfamiliar settings, not knowing exactly what conditions of hardship and adversity and suffering they might encounter. And it seems to me that both of these groups make real our St. Andrew's vision statement, reaching out for Christ with passion, courage, and commitment. The strength and the effectiveness of the church has always been dependent upon the personal courage of those who have chosen to follow the way of Jesus of Nazareth. And that brings us to the scripture passage we read this morning, story of courage, Peter in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. It says in the Gospel according to Matthew, a storm comes along while the disciples are out in a boat. It's so rough the disciples can't make it across this little body of water, and many of them are professional sailors. Jesus is on the land praying, but it says that Jesus comes to them late at night. In fact, early the next morning, somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., walking on the water. Big waves, strong wind, dark night. Little boat struggling to avoid being swamped or capsized. Matthew says the boat was beaten by waves. Cold, wet, exhausted, terrified. These are the conditions under which Peter is going to get out of the boat. Now, I don't know much about boats in stormy weather, but I think it would be difficult enough to persuade me to get out of a boat and try walking on water if it was daylight, bright sunshine, smooth waters. I think that would be about my limit. Now imagine doing it, getting out of a boat to walk on water when the waves are crashing, the wind is at gale force, it's 3 in the morning, and the night is black. Jesus comes to his disciples. The disciples see him walking on the sea, and they're terrified. It says they were screaming. Jesus says, "Have no fear, it's me." He's saying, "You can trust me. You can be confident if you put your life in my hands. You have the storm. You have me. Recognize which is more powerful." So Peter bravely proclaims, "All right, Lord, if it's really you, what do you want me to do? Command me." So Jesus says, "All right, Peter, out of the boat." Peter lifts one leg over the side. He puts his foot on the water, and then he lifts his other leg over the side, and he puts that foot on the water, and then he lets go of the boat. And for the first time in recorded history, an ordinary mortal human being is walking on the water. And he takes a step towards Jesus, and then he takes another step, and for a moment it's just Peter and Jesus. Then all of a sudden, Peter realizes what he's doing. He's walking on water. And he looks away from Jesus and he sees these waves and he feels the wind and he feels the water splashing into his faith, and his faith gives way. He's afraid again and he goes down. Now, some people might say, Peter failed. Peter was a failure. And I suppose in some sense that's true. His courage gave way. He became frightened. He couldn't stay focused on Jesus. He sank into the water. But I want to focus on this. Peter had the courage to get out of the boat. Peter, if only for a moment, knew the glory of walking on the water. Peter experienced the power of God to face his fear and to step out in a courageous act of faith. The boat is safe, the boat is secure, the boat is comfortable, the water is high, the waves are rough, the wind is strong, the night is dark, a storm is out there. And if you get out of the boat, you may sink, you may drown, you may die. But if you don't get out of the boat, you will never walk on water. Because if you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. And isn't there something inside of us, inviting us, encouraging us, telling us our lives are about something more than sitting in the boat? Something wanting us to walk on water, something calling us to leave the routine of comfortable existence and courageously abandon ourselves in the adventure of following God. To be a disciple of Jesus is to live by our St. Andrew's vision statement, to reach out for Christ with passion, courage, and commitment. It is to choose to grow in Christ, and growth means having the courage to enter into new territory, getting out of the boat. Every time you get out of the boat, every time you enter a new challenge, you make a decision to bravely follow the way of Jesus of Nazareth. And discipleship is always a choice. Do we choose comfortable and old familiar ways? Or do we stretch ourselves? Do we explore new territories? Do we go bravely into places and situations where we have never gone before? Is it possible? Courage is an essential aspect of the Christian lifestyle. I want to introduce you to somebody who I believe is a hero of the Christian faith.
This is my friend, April,
a member of this congregation, a courageous follower of Jesus. 3 years ago, April's life was in a tailspin. I won't get into any details, but April came to this church from a dark place. For her, that dark place was familiar. It was the only life she knew. It was the only way she knew how to survive the pain of her life. On May 3rd, April has invited me to be present at her 12-step group as she receives her one-year medallion. It has been a long, hard, courageous battle for April. There have been great temptations and setbacks along the way. But for the last 365 days, one day at a time, April has learned to trust in God. April has depended upon God to give her a courage not her own. April got out of the boat on a stormy sea, and for this past year she has walked on water with Jesus by her side. April, you are a hero of the Christian faith, and with your family of faith I want to congratulate you and honor you on this wonderful accomplishment, and I want to acknowledge your bravery. God makes a difference in our lives. God can give us the courage, a courage not our own, to face what we need to face in life and to do some wonderful things in the name of Jesus. And I think God invites all of us to follow God's plan and destiny for our lives and to get out of the boat once in a while. There's some advice that's given to First Nations people at their initiation into adulthood. It's this: as you go the way of life, you will see a great chasm. Jump. Jump. It's not as wide as you think. I know a lot of us are afraid of getting out of the boat. I want Marlon Perkins' job now. But God invites us to get out of the boat. God invites us to do spectacular things like April has done with her life, like so many people have done with their lives in the name of Jesus. I invite you to get out of the boat. Oh, we're not always going to walk on water. once in a while, when we get out of that boat and we see Jesus looking upon us and we feel God's power and strength within us, once in a while, if we're brave enough, we're going to walk on water. Let us pray. And now unto God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all praise, honor, and glory, world without end. Amen.